Well, a young man joined a very strict monastery. The monastery was so strict that there was total silence among the monks. And yet, once every 5 years, each man was allowed to say 2 words to the abbot. So the man joined the monastery, and 5 years went by. The abbot called him into his office and said, "How are things going?" And the man responded, "Bad food." The abbot said, "Okay, well, continue with your life of prayer." 5 years went by, and he called the man in a second time. "How are things going now?" The man said, "Hard bed." The abbot said, "Okay, continue with your life of prayer." 5 more years went by. The man has now been there for 15 years. The abbot said, "How are things going now?" The monk said, "I quit." The abbot said, "I'm not surprised. All you've done since you've been here is complain." Well, in today's gospel, we have a complainer, and her name is Martha. And she complains because here she is being very busy taking care of the serving, and her sister Mary, the younger sister, was just sitting at the Lord's feet, listening to him and soaking in the words of wisdom from the Lord. Now, it's a very short gospel. If you have it handy, it's St. Luke chapter 10. Again, a very short passage, and yet I think it contains so many practical things for our daily life, especially if we're trying to grow spiritually. It says this occurred in a village. The name of that village we know is Bethany. Bethany, if you've been to the Holy Land, is just 2 miles outside of Jerusalem. The Lord often went there. Anytime he went to Jerusalem, he would spend days or a few weeks with his good friends, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, 2 sisters and a brother. And it says the Lord loved them very much. He was very close to this family. The Lord would often spend the evening with them and have dinner with them. And when Lazarus died, Jesus came and raised him from the dead. And it says that Jesus wept because of the pain that Martha and Mary were going through with the loss of their brother. And yet the Lord raised him from the dead. So he was very close to this family. And we see that on this occasion, he shows up for dinner. And Martha, of course, is the one who, she was the older sister. It was her home, and she was preparing the meal. And of course, it wasn't just the Lord who showed up. He also brought his 12 apostles. And so you can understand why Martha got overwhelmed very quickly, because the customary thing was when people traveled, they would have their feet washed when they came into a home. So I count, that's like 26 feet, right? The 12 apostles and Jesus, if I count correctly. That's a lot of work. And then the preparing of the food. Yeah, the Lord showed up, but where is she going to get all this food for all 12 or 13 of them? And so Martha is working. And of course, work is something good. Work is something very holy and sanctifying. According to St. John Paul II and many spiritual writers, work is something that we can offer up. It makes us holy when we do our work well. Work is sanctifying. Work is something very good. So is service. So it was not the work that was the problem or the beautiful gift of hospitality and service that Martha was doing. She lost her peace. Martha got overwhelmed. She got irritated and she got a bad attitude. See, that was the problem. Notice what she says. "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me by myself to do all the work?" So notice that little attitude there. So she got overwhelmed. She got irritated. She lost her peace. And that's something to remember. What was Mary doing? Yes, Mary was sitting at the Lord's feet. As I think it was St. Augustine who said, Martha wanted to feed Jesus. Mary was being fed by Jesus. Mary was sitting at the Lord's feet, soaking in his love, his words of wisdom. And how does the Lord respond? He says her name twice to get her attention. "Martha, Martha, you're anxious and worried about many things." See, that was the problem. Her anxiety, her worry, her stress. She got stressed out. "There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. So Mary has always been seen as the image of the contemplative life of prayer. And each of us needs time every day to spend with the Lord, to sit at the Lord's feet, to pray, to read the scriptures. We all need prayer time every day. But as Mother Teresa says, for Jesus to be served perfectly, Martha and Mary must be combined in our life. Because we're very active. Everybody's busy with their schedules, their family. They're driving the kids here and there, taking care of the home and working. Everybody's busy. And that's good. It's good to serve God and to serve others and to be busy. But don't lose your peace. Make sure you pray every day. Start with at least 10 minutes a day or 15 minutes a day, just quiet time, without noise, without the music or the radio. Just start by praying 10 minutes a day. And then open up the scriptures, maybe the gospels, one of the four gospels, and read it prayerfully and slowly. Or get out your rosary and pray your rosary. Have that time every day so you don't get into the Martha complex of the stress and the worry and the anxiety. Eucharistic adoration is such a beautiful thing to do, to come and spend time with the Lord in adoration. And of course, every time we come to Mass, whether it be Sunday Mass or even a daily Mass, we are being like Mary. We sit at the Lord's feet. We listen to His words of wisdom that come from sacred scripture. We then receive Jesus in Holy Communion, and we have our Mary time, our time with the Lord sitting at His feet. But notice at the end of the Mass, what does the priest say? Go and announce the gospel of the Lord, or go to love and serve the Lord. See, notice that we're sent out from the Mass to be active, to be people living in the world, doing the duties of our state and life. So what I hope we can take from today's gospel is that in our life, we must combine Martha and Mary. Yes, in all of our busy service and activities, those are wonderful things in serving the Lord. But don't forget every day to have that prayer time so you don't lose your peace.